A successful week for agriculture. Hello there and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Beckham. To put the cherry on top of an already positive week for agriculture, the United States Senate passed the long-awaited United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
At one trade agreement signing ceremony this week, President Donald Trump alluded to a second such event in the near future at the White House.
We'll have another big one next week, and that'll be tremendous with Canada and Mexico.
The president confirmed he would sign the United States-Mexico-Canada trade agreement once passage in the Senate occurred. And on Thursday,
the yeas are 89, the nays are 10, the bill is passed.
The full Senate did just that, making the U.S. the second of the three North American nations to ratify USMCA. Mexico's legislature ratified the deal late last year, and Canada's parliament is expected to take up USMCA consideration when it reconvenes later this month. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue is among those in the ag sector eager for our nation's farm and food producers and businesses to reap the benefits of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Those comments come in a statement after the U.S. Senate Thursday approved the deal. The secretary says USMCA is a high-standard agreement that continues to build upon existing markets with our North American neighbors.
Chapter by chapter, verse by verse, line by line, this is an improved relationship for agriculture, but also in the over greater economy.
With key provisions for U.S. agriculture, including increased market access for commodities such as dairy and poultry and eggs, elimination of Canada's discriminatory wheat grading system, removal of technical trade barriers involving wine and spirits, and addressing specific issues related to ag biotechnology, geographic indications, and sanitary phytosanitary measures. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Amy Beckham.